Feel like you're stumbling around in the dark when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Then I would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we go to God's Word for focus and direction. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is next. Join us. Hello. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden, located at 8650 Benson Road. We would invite you to join us as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, refers us back to God's Word once again that we might find our grounding in Christ, our encouragement, and our strength to go on day by day in Him. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon, and this week we go back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 15, verses 14 through 21, and we consider the design and what I've called really here a pastor's heart. The design of what ministry is, how a pastor looks at ministry, so that people would understand what is the burden of his heart and the joy of his heart and what he's been commissioned to do from the Lord. And there's nothing more important to consider today, because what we have essentially is the Apostle Paul as a pastor opening up his heart to the church in Rome about his burdens. And you know, I was thinking about this, one of my most influential passages, at least a passage that really affected me in my preparation for gospel ministry, was Jeremiah. The whole book, really, of Jeremiah, chapter 1 especially, where the Lord commissions him and sends him out with his message. I want you to listen a little bit to this language, because what we have here is the Lord ordaining the messenger to be sent with the message. This is Jeremiah 1, verse 4. "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.' Then I said, 'Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a youth.' But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.' Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.'" Now, Jeremiah here makes an interesting claim in light of the Lord's calling. "I've ordained," he says, "you as a prophet to the nation." And Jeremiah comes back, "Yes, but Lord, my age disqualifies me to be this." And what does the Lord say? "Don't say that, that you're a youth. I've ordained you to go to this people, and whatever I command, you shall speak. So, Jeremiah, none of this is an option for you. I've commissioned you with my words and my message and even the means to do it, and you shall speak to them." Well, you follow the book of Jeremiah, and something begins to happen on the inside of this prophet. Listen to chapter 20, verse 7. "O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. For when I spoke, I cried out. I shouted violence and plunder, because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. Then I said, 'I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name.' But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not." Now, I want you to hear that. Here is the Lord's prophet saying, "I'm done. I won't speak anymore. But Lord, your word is in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I tried to hold it back, and I couldn't." I wish you could feel his struggle. It's the struggle every faithful pastor goes through. And I believe today is exactly what the Apostle Paul is showing us. And I want to unravel the great truth that is here revealed for us this week, because everything in Romans, we've had all this doctrine. On Abounding Grace, I've been considering Romans for months. All the doctrine, everything he has said, now it all transitions to something that is intensely personal. It's pastoral. We've transitioned here. It's as if the Apostle Paul is opening up his own heart. Personally, to all this doctrine that he's labored to explain for the past 15 chapters. And this is so important as we close Romans, because he shows us the burden of every faithful pastor's heart. The desire to encourage his congregation, but also a desire for the people of the Lord to understand the design of ministry. What it is, what it should be. And this is unraveled for us beautifully here in Romans chapter 15 with love and affection. And so I trust, radio listeners, in the power of the Spirit, that you, as you hear this week, would come to a better understanding of what we're doing. If you're a Christian today and you are involved in a church, what we're doing, and that you would be blessed by the encouragement that's given here in this text. Well, it's easy now that we've stopped really all the doctrinal instruction proper to think that the rest of the stuff after Romans chapter, first verses of chapter 15, that the rest of it just really isn't all that important. But this too is inspired, and I suggest tonight that today that what the apostle is doing is showing us how all this doctrine that we've embraced and loved plays out practically in the life of the church. And the objectives of gospel ministry. Our doctrine is intensely practical. And that's what I want to look at today as we pick up in verse 14. Now, I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you are also full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points as reminding you, because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God. Now, what is the apostle saying here? I'm not sure if you picked it up, but from a pastor's perspective, it stands out really sharply as to what is burdening his heart. I've labeled this here the concern of the pastor. The whole section is marked by the goal of encouraging the church in Rome. And I don't think you can understand why he's doing this unless you understand what is really burdening this pastor's heart. And this is really beautiful because it shows us the inward struggle of every genuine faithful servant, the experience and the struggle that he experiences and receives in gospel ministry. And I'm convinced you cannot even begin to understand this until a pastor really opens up his heart. This is really beautiful because the Lord wants us to see what is going on the inside of the preacher. You notice here he starts with encouragement. You're full of goodness, filled with knowledge, able to admonish. You have to ask, what in the world is Paul doing here? Well, if you turned back to Romans chapter 1, right at the beginning of all, before all that doctrinal instruction, he starts his whole epistle by first saying, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all. Your faith is spoken of in all the world. And he says in verse 9, I make mention of you in my prayers. I want to come to you if God permits. I want to impart some spiritual gift to you that we may be encouraged together. What's radiating off these pages and these words? It's love. It's deep love for the body of Christ, and particularly these brothers and sisters in Rome who he longed to see and to minister to. But what strikes me in chapter 1 is verse 9, that he has to call God as his witness to this fact. For God is my witness that I pray for you. As we read through the epistle, Paul was constantly doing this, and really in all the epistles, calling upon God as his witness. God is my witness that I pray for you, that I am sent to you, that I love you, and these sort of things. It seems to me that the apostle Paul had gained a bit of a reputation of being hard in his preaching. Why do I say that? Well, we know with Paul to the Corinthians, some of the people didn't like him. He was hard-hitting. He was dogmatic. I'm sure he often heard, Paul, we need more love. In fact, Peter said, Paul has written to you some things that are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction. Paul was hard-hitting. It seems that Paul really struggled to have this very soft, affectionate love for the people of Christ on one hand, and how to still maintain the threatening warnings and proclaim the consequences of sin on the other. That's a hard balance, my friends. Law should be crushing, exposing, penetrating, hurting, and gospel preaching should be wooing, comforting, and healing. Paul was the missionary to the Gentiles, but there were certainly differences in the disciples. We think of the beloved disciple John. John reclined on Christ's breast. He was a tender man. When he spoke of God's love, people must have felt the warmth. But Paul was dogmatic. He was hard. He was direct. You know, Donald Gray Barnhouse, the great preacher in Philadelphia, he went through the same sort of thing. And I want to read to you something he describes about himself that I believe the Apostle Paul is here showing to us. He says, "For all my life, I've faced the same psychological dilemma. When God established the genes and the chromosomes of my makeup, there was not put into the mixture anything of effervescence. It is impossible for me to wear my heart on my sleeve. There's a little of John in me, but a lot of Paul. There may be many Christians who have been accused of pride or arrogance or dogmatism, who know deep down in their hearts that they are seeking every way possible to have the Lord Jesus Christ magnified in their being. They love with an intensity that hurts and which manifests itself in a hardness of attitude. Though at the same time, like Paul, they may say, 'I love, I pray without ceasing for you. God is my witness.'" So do you see what the Apostle Paul's wrestling with here in Romans chapter 15, what he's doing? Paul comes after all this intense doctrinal instruction and says, "I know I've written more boldly to you on some points, reminding you, because of the grace of God given to me, that I might minister to you." Yeah, he's written boldly. He wrote about a lot of painful things in Romans, about sin and gospel. But to understand the need, the remedy, to understand how bad we need the Lord Jesus Christ and how great what God had to do in sending him and putting him on the cross for us, we got to understand why that was so. Because we're sinners. And Paul had to unravel that. He had to hit very hard to show us the great glories of the cross. And every minister has this burden, that he on one hand would expose sin, be faithful to what God once preached, to warn of the judgment to come, of hellfire, but then to turn sinners to the wonderful remedy that God has provided in his Son, the cross, and call sinners to look to him. That's the burden of every faithful shepherd, as he doesn't short the message, but gives it in all of its beauty, that sinners might be turned to Christ.
Studying God's word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's word together, that we might grow in his grace and his amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.